About 7,000 people, mainly cocoa farmers in 22 communities in the Ahafo North South district of Ashanti, have been cut off from the rest of the districts as a result of the continuous heavy rains. They have therefore appealed to the contractor working on the bridge over River Supong to speed up so as to reduce the harsh conditions facing the people in the area. Correspondent Thomas Nsueje reports.
The people in the 22 communities are at the moment finding it extremely difficult to transport goods and services to the buying centers. Already, the project is 2 years behind schedule. Traders who ply the route have to stop at a point and either carry their loads either by themselves or on a chartered mule to cross to other side of the road into a waiting vehicle. The continuous downpour has rendered a bypass footbridge impassable, while sick persons cannot be sailed across the river to receive medical attention at other Tepa or Mankrenso. Plantain and other food crop traders have stopped doing business, leaving the foodstuff to rot and consequently threatening the plight of the poor farmers. The reopening of the major cocoa season does not mean anything to the farmers, as they cannot transact any reasonable business at the moment. Reacting to the story, the district chief executive, Thomas Kwakwa, said the assembly is aware that thousands of people have been cut off because the construction of the bridge has affected all diversion routes. He said the problem as it is now is beyond the assembly's capabilities. This is because the landscape of the area is so low that a common grader cannot create a necessary diversion to make temporary cross way for the traveling public. He said he will get in touch with the contractor and see how best the problem could be solved. When contacted, the contractor, Robert Kosiegi, admitted that there is a problem and blame it on the uninterrupted rains this season. He said the rains have not only delayed the work, but created serious inconveniences for the traveling public. He said earlier, a diversion was created on humanitarian grounds to ease the problem. Other than that, there is very little that could be done now, saying he shared with the farmers the difficulties they are currently going through. Mr. Jay said his team will visit the scene and put their heads together to find a lasting solution to the problem and appeal to the people to bear with him. When Radio Ghana visited the scene, it was so terrible to describe. He said two camps have been built at both ends of the bridge, with each lamenting over when their appeal will be heard by authorities. They appeal to the GBC to use its medium, which has wider coverage, to bring their plight to the public, especially policy makers. From Thalbia in the Afuano South District of Ashanti, Thomas Nsueje reporting.